Well, you know, you probably wonder, why did these people started playing this music in Switzerland? Well, I'll give you a short version, because we only have a 45-minute set. No, our parents were, you know, I like to have this, it's like this intimate atmosphere here in the Walker Center, together with you here, and I'd like to take the opportunity just to, you know, so you get to know us a little bit better, on a more personal level, a little bit maybe. That would be nice. Our parents came from Germany and we grew up in Switzerland. And our parents, they sang German folk music. Have you ever heard German folk music?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice. It's nice songs. Actually, very nice songs. And when we started singing them in kindergarten in Switzerland, or when we were on the playground, it didn't go over well. Because we found out that the Germans were not really liked in Switzerland. As a matter of fact, we found that the Germans were not liked anywhere. But then when we started singing You Are My Sunshine and all that, everybody was fine. Everybody seemed that, so we could actually, and because the music was from the songs similar to the music from here, the folk music from America. Not the fiddle music, but the songs. They were a lot like German or, you know, just folk songs. So we walked around with accordions and we left the yodeling away. But we sang folk songs like this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to New York Island. For us as well now.
And then we got a hold of our first Flatland Scruggs record that was amazing. Because I saw Jens spinning around the room like a Tasmanian devil, like Taz, really. And for the next few years we just played that music, that record actually.
Oh yeah.
And by the time I was 14, I had a grown-up Tennessee accent.
There's a cabin on the pines in the hills of Carolina. There was a light first waiting there for me. I'm going back someday from the in my cabin in Carolina. Oh, my cabin in the shadow of the pines. And a blue-eyed girl way down in Carolina. Someday she'll be my wife. Every day but I'm still alive. In my cabin in the hills of Carolina.
All these folk festivals and in Europe, yes, all over the place. And that funny thing happened that a banjo song actually made it into the charts. You know, this. And so people would ask us wherever we went, can you play the song from the movie? And we never knew what kind of movie that was because they never let us in the theater. I found out much later that was a movie about a picnic that went wrong, and so I never even thought about it. I had enough of the song. But wherever we went, people asked us for the song from the movie, and then, you know, we took out the banjo, so we went to Vienna, and they asked us, you know, with like Schwarzenegger accents, can you play the song from the movie? And I said, okay. Fill the next 45 minutes with movie themes that we had to learn, but that wouldn't be fun. You know, we realized bluegrass music doesn't make much money. You know, we started living from this stuff when we were like 14, and so we said, well, maybe we just play music that, maybe. You know, my voice changed, and I didn't have this high lonesome voice. I ended up with this low, well-fed, content kind of voice. I started singing songs like, "Put your sweet glue so a little closer to the floor, and let's pretend that we're together all along. I tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go."
Now, we tried everything so people like us better. Mm-hmm. We even went to the gym.
For a while.
Once.
I mean, we tried everything, you know. It's a,
you know, so, all people like Westerns, so.
Lonely but free, I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling.
Friends from school, and they all thought it was, "Are you guys nuts?" Because they were listening to stuff, you know, like,
"First we're gonna play it nice and easy, and then we're gonna do it rough."
I even bought some high heels at some point.
You look like Eddie Izzard on speed.
we hired on a ship. We went on a cruise. We played cruises, a bunch of cruises.
Cruises between Italy and Africa, and, yeah, you know, and in the storms, right beside the pasta bar.
Well, Gruber Brothers, right there.
In beige polyester suits. You remember those? Very tight. And when you sweat, they're the most uncomfortable thing ever. Now, and then we sit beside the pasta bar and go,
swinging away.
There'll always be somebody to get up and come over to the band and go, this is beautiful music, but we try to have a conversation over here. Can you keep it lower? So we just play. Then we ended up like, we had an incredible repertoire. But you know, one of those cruises actually took us to Jamaica. We got to play the Mozart Festival over there. We found that lots of the music that we thought was European or American was actually Jamaican. And they you know, Mozart went over there in 1790 something, and then he stole a few of their folk themes and turned them into, and we found the original versions over there, and we learned them. We thought maybe we'd become musicologists, and people who like us better that way. So we learned the original versions of songs like this. Like this one, we always thought it was in the charts in Switzerland, but it was reggae tune originally.
Chinese circus, you're fascinated, but you never go back. And if you only have a limited amount of people, you know, then in Switzerland, they see you once and that was it. You see the Grunewalds? Yeah, they were great. Did you see him? Did you see him again? No. Why? You know, there was too many notes. But, you know, I remember when we were in Switzerland, we grew up, you know, in a little town. I went to school with Heidi.
I was only in the movie. I was the third goat.
So we played, of course, we played all night and played banjo and flat and scruggs music and Doc Watson music, of course. But we went out in this little village square at night. And everybody would stay awake in the whole village. That wasn't good. And so they came to us and said, we decided on you boys that you have to go up at night to the church up here on the mountain, way up there. And it's, you know, there's thick stone walls and a big door, and you can play as much as you like in there all night. So of course we went up there. And the only rule was not to turn on the lights. Because if you turn on the lights, the whole village goes to church. So then we started playing lots of notes, a whole bunch of notes. You know, French music. You know, it didn't sound good because all the sound from the walls came right back, and it was just a big wad of sound. And we noticed if we didn't play, it sounded much better. That was a first. And so we realized that, philosophically speaking, which we are not, that the silence is the canvas for us musicians. And that the silence, when you disturb the silence, you can do that carefully, I think. And so we wanted to write a tune that honors the silence, because this is where we get a lot of, you know, ideas, and that's why we can play our instruments to the silence. And
we wrote a little tune called Beautiful Nothing. We're gonna play that for you right now.